dialect of Harby, Leicestershire. Mr. Kemp, always known as Gent, a native, aged 72, a retired farm labourer, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 3rd of May 1956.
Just shearing hand at one time, and I was about to leave shearing hand as machine as far as that goes, because if you had some as a ton in there, you used to, you know. And they got top of her like going an organ, instead of keeping going nicely. And them machines, they want them to go well, also hard work and sweat well. And then they don't wash them now, you know. Get all the bits of stick and grit in, you soon do some blades in. A day to the ship, well, you clip horse, what ain't been through much, it takes some getting through, don't it? They got it done first on.
And they'd wash the sheep?
Yes, they wash them across this pit here. About now, they'd be busy washing, May, beginning of May, and if we'd had them on turnips, well, she used to wash them twice. Wash them 1 week, then again about 9 or 10 days after. Because, you know, they get all sand and soil and such like in them. But now they don't wash them at all.
And how long would that take for one sheep?
Wash it? Oh, not long. You'd perhaps bring 100 down. There'd be about 3 or 4 on you, one chap in a tub. And two throwing in, perhaps two pulling them, do you see? You'd pull them round at about 5 of the pit at once, then he'd catch the one been in the longest and turn it up and it'd have a spout. Plenty of water stuck back, brought a stream up like that, do you see? And well on it, pull the wool about to swill them, do you see? Then come out a narrow pathway and into a draining pen. Stop there till you'd done the lot, and then if there's no more there, well, they'd let them stand and come here at the pub then and have a pint or two of beer, do you see? And take off. Of course, if there's some more waiting, well, you ain't much time. Got to have one quick and get off so as others could get there. Oh, that used to be regular busy that time, ship washing down here.
Is that what
that sluice is? Yeah, that's it. You screw that down, then it stop water to be all the back of that bank, do you see? Then it ever would plug in the hole of the sluice. Pull it out, shove a long spout up to it, would spout, and then the hole on the top, do you see? It come up here. Through the top of the spout, not direct straight, then it made it rise up like a spout, you know, and drop a bit more force on them. And it'd turn them over and swill them all underneath and keep pulling full about to swill them. Yes, a bit rub job.
Would that sort of make the fleece more valuable?
Oh, yes, it's worth more. But it didn't weigh so much when you'd washed it, you know, you lost in the weight. And they got years ago, so as I said, you needn't bother washing them. You can get it out when they get them clipped. But of course, it weighs heavier, but you don't get so much price per pound as you used to do. Well, what do you mean? You get more now because it's better price wool is. But if it'd been them times, unwashed wool wouldn't come near so much as wash wool, do you see? And they clip so much nicer then.
Did you clip them up on wooden?
No, on the ground. Sit them up, start. Do left side first, you should do. And then meet it with your right hand, but some will start the right hand, then start the back and go round. It's easier. So then one like side looks short, and we're going the same road as the wool, it's about that length then.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I know, I've heard of folks having to bought a pig cratch to clip them. He has to set them on the ground. It's a back-aching job, but it's all right when you get into it.
And how many would you do in a day?
Well, it depends, you see. We'd milking to do night and morning. He has to do about 40, you know, a day, practically, rough speaking. Might do odd more, might do a few less. It just depends. You got to milk, then fetch him up. That's my dad, when I was a lad, he always used to clip the shears and clip a lot. Mm. Used to be about 2 and 9 pence a score them days. 3 bob were a good price. Now they get about £2 a score, I think. Clip plenty at 2 and 9 pence a score. He used to reckon two score then with shears.
Plus the money's not worth any more, is it?
No.